Samoa's measles epidemic has worsened. The death toll has now risen to 53, with five children dying overnight. The majority of those have died from the virus since the outbreak began in October has sadly been children. Officials say they've now been more than 3,500 reported cases in a country with a population that's less than 200,000 people. I'm joined now by Dr. Mark Little. He's from the Australian Medical Assistance Team, otherwise known as AusMAT, and he's been working in Samoa to combat the outbreak. Dr. Little, welcome to the program.
Hi, Patricia.
You've been part of this seven AusMAT emergency deployments in countries in the past, like Pakistan and Bangladesh and the Philippines. You've been quoted as saying you've never seen anything like this. What are you seeing there?
So, Patricia, this is quite extraordinary. You know, in Australia, for decades, we've never seen anything like this at all. This is a country where the health system is completely overloaded with children, mainly children with measles. Tonight in Samoa, there are 174 people admitted with measles, and 90% of those are children. And here in Apia, I'm in Apia at the main hospital, they've had to create a second hospital. They've created over 150 beds in a hospital that normally has 150 beds to manage this epidemic.
How difficult has it been to vaccinate people? We're hearing that one in four children have been affected. Is that about right?
I'm not sure of the specific numbers, but I think the vaccination rates have been low. We're not really involved in the vaccination campaign ourselves. We're actually looking after the people that are injured. But there is a huge campaign that's been escalating over the last 2 weeks when the epidemic was really activated. So, for example, today they've had over 50 teams, the Samoan government's organised over 50 teams to vaccinate people in this country.
So is there a time element to that in how quickly you need to vaccinate?
Vaccinations are really important. All the literature tells us once we get vaccination rates to a very high level, then this epidemic will slow down. It will still persist, but not in the degree that we're seeing at the moment, which is just overwhelming.
We're continuing to see new cases, as I said, I think around 200 just today. Mm. What will it take to prevent this from continuing to grow and this outbreak from becoming just an absolute emergency crisis?
So it really is a case of tracking patients, identifying children early that we can look after so they don't die, getting these vaccination rates up to high levels in a really coordinated approach, which the Samoan government is doing really well.
And your work on the ground, paint a picture for me. How do you feel like you've got the resourcing to deal with the cases that you're seeing, or does it have a feeling of being stretched?
Sure. So AusMAT has been here since early November, and there are now a number of foreign medical teams coming in. So the New Zealand's got a team here, the Brits have got a team that's working with us as well. So we're certainly starting to get the numbers that we need. We've got a team of 35 here, all specialist doctors and nurses working throughout the hospital from the emergency to a specific measles emergency department, the paediatric ward. We've got an 8-bedded intensive care or high dependency unit. We've got staff in the intensive care. But when you walk around, as I do, being the leader, and you go into what used to be the physiotherapy clinic, and you see 35 children all with measles, all looking miserable, and then you go into what was the dental clinic, and there's another 30 children, and the paediatric ward that normally houses 32 to 34 children now has in excess of 50 kids. It really is quite an extraordinary thing to see as a doctor.
What about other Pacific nations? How serious are the outbreaks on those neighbouring islands?
I don't have great details because obviously my focus is here, so I can't really talk in any great detail, but there certainly are a number of cases around the Pacific that have occurred. Measles is an incredibly infectious disease. Our teaching is that if you have a whole lot of people who are not vaccinated or not immune, one case will infect 18. And it's such an infectious disease that if you have someone who has measles, it's transmitted by respiratory coughing or respiratory contact, and you walk into a room, for the next 30 minutes, anyone who is not vaccinated or not immune is highly likely to get that disease. So this is an incredibly contagious disease.
Dr. Little, thanks for coming on the show.
My pleasure.
Dr.
Bye-bye.
Mark Little there. He's the head of the OzMat team, currently helping with vaccinations in Samoa, where there's been a measles epidemic. This is RN Drive.